Bella Vista is dealing with the unintended consequences of being a resort town that became a retirement community that became a city that's now attracting a lot of people. Bella Vista is getting younger, and a study from the Arkansas Department of Transportation indicates 80% of the people who live there commute to work in Bentonville, Rogers, and other cities in northwest Arkansas. That means a lot of people on the road in the mornings and evenings. The study offers some suggestions to improve the situation, but there's one problem. None of these solutions are low cost. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek went to Bella Vista to find out what's being done to ease the growing pains with the money the city does have.
Cars and trucks stop and go through the light on Highway 71 and Dartmoor Road in Bella Vista. On weekday mornings, the intersection is a sea of taillights as commuters make their way south to work or school. And for now, at least, it doesn't look like that sea of vehicles will get any smaller.
So before, it's still terrible on 71, and it's always been that way. But now on these roads that feed into 71, it is really, really awful.
That's Celeste Williams. She's lived in the Bella Vista area for the past 15 years.
We came out here. My sister lived here first, and so my husband and I were dating at the time, and we came to visit. We really liked the area. We were living in the D.C. area at the time and really loved it out here, and so we moved.
Williams lived in California before living in D.C., so dealing with terrible traffic isn't something new. But she says the roads in Bella Vista are getting noticeably more crowded.
I actually get up wicked early to avoid the traffic, so I typically get up at 4 and try to leave around 5:30, so that I can leave before traffic, plus it's just quiet and I like to be at work early.
Williams works as a nurse practitioner in Centerton, but she lives on a dead-end road on the east side of Highway 71.
And if I were to leave at like 7 o'clock to get there at 7:30, which is when we start getting busy, then it would take me, I would actually be late for work.
When she goes to work, Williams says she'll take Spanker Road to County Road 40, which then takes her to Highway 71. Like Dartmoor Road, County Road 40 is one of the 11 roads that funnel traffic onto Highway 71 from the east and west sides of Bella Vista. During morning rush hour, that creates backups on 71 as well as many of the main side roads that lead to it. A new study done by the Arkansas Department of Transportation offers some solutions, but they add up to about $34 million, none of which is in the budget for the state's current transportation improvement program, which goes through 2020. Bella Vista Mayor Peter Christie says he's been concerned about the growing traffic problems since he took office in 2015.
We looked at just a whole host of possibilities.
Christie says the city and state explored adding a third lane on Highway 71. But rocky hillsides along that road, as well as the bridge near Lowe's, made that kind of project much costlier at a time when the highway department had just undertaken building the Bella Vista bypass. Christie says he looked at other options as well.
We talked about having the middle portion, the median, torn up, and we would make a third lane so that we'd have three lanes going southbound in the heavy part of the morning, and then we would reverse it in the evening. The problem is people turning left southbound, and there's heavy traffic coming northbound. It's just a recipe for disaster. So we discarded that as well.
Christie says he also went into discussion with the Bentonville School District, which gets about 2,600 students from Bella Vista. The mayor says he suggested creating a system of express buses to cut down on the amount of people driving their children to school.
Instead of going up and down all through the hills and dales here, we could use the underutilized parking lot down at Sugar Creek as a staging area. So the parents would bring the kids there, and we'd have the buses lined up. Each bus would make no more than three stops, and they'd be express buses. Just boom in and turn around and come back.
Christie says that idea was scrapped after the district decided it would have to buy more buses, and parents wouldn't necessarily stop driving their children to school. But Christie adds the city of Bella Vista did end up taking over the light at County Road 40 and Highway 71 from the city of Bentonville.
And we hired a traffic engineering firm that studied it for January, February, March of this past year. And lo and behold, they found a lot of improvements.
Christie says the firm suggested changing the timing on that light and all the lights along Highway 71.
The other thing we did was we have managed to coordinate all the lights. In the past, County Road 40, the light at Reardon and Mercy Way were all connected by cell technology, but the rest of them were not.
The mayor says in the first quarter of the new year, he's hoping the city will also be able to hire a company that will monitor the lights along 71 from a remote location.
And the minute that they see any kind of problem, they're going to try and resolve it remotely if they can. But if they cannot, then they're going to cut a work order immediately to our vendor and get them out there to look at it. Previously, we had to rely on people calling in and saying, hey, the light's broken.
The company will also be able to remotely tweak the timing of the lights if it can be improved. And while the Bella Vista bypass, which skirts the city of Bella Vista on the west side, does take away some of the traffic from Highway 71, Christie says it likely won't fix the problem anytime soon as commuters from Pineville, Missouri pour in to join the commuters from Bella Vista.
If you do the math, there's 20,000 vehicles a day up at the border. There's 40,000 down at the bottom. So that means that we have to be generating 20,000 by ourselves, and that's not going to go away.
Even once the Bella Vista bypass is finished up to Pineville, Christie says there's not much that can be done to ease the commute for those living on the east side of Highway 71.
Because if you read the study, it really says the bypass will take off some of the stuff, but there's still a problem on north-south access into Bella Vista for people living on the far east side. And it's right. The only possibility you've got is County Road 40.
But the mayor says they've been having conversations about making improvements to County Road 40, especially once the Bentonville School District builds a school in that area. And according to Steve Lawrence, who is the engineer for District 9, which oversees projects in Benton County, there could be money for those improvements in the current statewide transportation improvement plan.
One of the alternatives, which call for building auxiliary lanes in the vicinity of County Road 40, both northbound and southbound, they did mention trying to add it to a job that we already have scheduled as part of our Connecting Arkansas program.
And while Celeste Williams says she'd love to see a bypass on the east side of the city,
if you can go out an hour earlier or an hour later than that rush hour traffic time, then it's great. And then we're super close to everything. And, you know, it's I'll take the traffic and stay where I live.
Williams says it's a small price to pay to live along winding streets and rolling hills. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Mayor Peter Christie says from 2013 until the end of last year, the city has seen more than a 300% increase in new home building. In 2016, there were about 100 new homes built. In 2017, that number nearly doubled. And Christie says most of the growth is happening on the east side of Highway 71.